Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. You know, it's hard to believe in just about 3 weeks we will see those yellow buses with flashing lights cruising through our neighborhoods, picking up our kids and dropping them off at school.
And can't you just hear the kids now in the audience beginning to groan, cap yelling to their parents, turn off that radio, Mom, will you? Come on.
Yes, but I think I can also hear some of them cheering.
Yeah.
I think some of them are bored with summer and ready to get back to school.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And as you probably have guessed, we're starting a conversation over the next 4 weeks about how we as parents can be getting our kids ready to go back to school. Well, Bruce, what are some practical things that we can be doing to help get our kids ready for that big day?
Ah, now there's the key word, Cap, practical. My guess is that we probably let our kids' school night bedtimes lapse over summer vacation, and our kids are going to bed a little bit later, if not a lot later, and they're also getting up later, if not a lot later. And that could pose a significant problem when that yellow bus pulls up at the stop. So maybe what we want to do as parents is start putting our kids to bed about 15 minutes earlier this week and then waking them up about 15 minutes earlier as well. And then keep increasing that by 15 minutes each week until you get them into that zone where they're getting 8 hours of good sleep a night and still waking up in time to get ready for school.
Well, Bruce, that's very practical, and I'm sure that we as parents want to develop a new schedule to determine what kind of time it will take to get everybody up and ready to get out the door.
That's a great observation, Cap. You know, since they've been getting up a little later in the morning, that bathroom rush hour is not as backed up for some of us as parents. So we need to start paying attention to how long it's going to take everybody to get ready in the morning, and then we stagger the wake-up times. Those who require less morning maintenance get to sleep in a little longer. Those who take more get up earlier. And don't forget, though, to budget enough time to make sure everyone gets a good breakfast.
And you know, Bruce, I know we've talked about it before, about making sure that all of our kids not only get prayed for, but also we pray with our kids before they go out the door.
Well, you got a great memory there, Cap. And yeah, quick prayer before all of you head out the door as a family is a great thing. But it's important now to start reintroducing your children, the whole family for that matter, to this new morning routine of getting ready for school. And the older our kids get, the more concerned they are about their appearance and the longer they may take in their bathroom.
Well, Bruce, speaking of appearances, any thoughts that you can give on the traditional back-to-school shopping?
Well, that's a good question. You know, back-to-school shopping can give us some great opportunities to talk to our kids about several things. And the first is clothing and appearance. What's appropriate? What's modest? What do clothes say about who we are? And, you know, these are all vital conversations that we need to have with our kids.
Anything else?
Well, you know, when we give our kids some ownership into that shopping process for their school supplies, instead of us just bringing it home for them, you may see a little glimmer of excitement, you know, about, hey, I want this bag or this pencil. And which brings us to another powerful lesson that might be found in this process as well. Why don't we allocate a budget for each child, let them know how much money they have to work with to buy clothes and supplies, and then maybe with some parental coaching, help them set a budget and let them go out and spend it.
And you know, Bruce, this is going to help them to appreciate the value of a dollar as
well,
you know, and as well as the planning and budgeting, you know, giving them the tools that they're going to need really in the future.
Definitely, and it may help them appreciate a little more what we as parents have to live with every day with that ATM machine shirt on. You know?
Well, Bruce, anything else we can do to help get our kids ready?
Yeah, Cap, I think what we want to do is we want to listen carefully now to our children as they begin to articulate their feelings about going back to school. Are you hearing anxiety? Are you hearing fear? Are you hearing some hesitancy? If so, you know, ask some questions. It doesn't sound like you're so excited about going back. And then begin to listen and ask questions, you know, because some significant conversations may emerge in terms of some of their fears. And then finally, what we want to do is we want to start praying with your kids about school before they head to bed. Pray for their teachers, pray for their friends who need Jesus, pray for their fears. And this is going to teach them that God, their Heavenly Father, wants to be with them in school as well.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And, of course, I want to remind our listeners that you can hear this program in its entirety again at pebblesoftruth.com. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.